Today's Torah portion, Vayikra, he called, and it is very interesting place of the scriptures, from the scriptures, very deep, and it is a blessing to read these places from the scriptures. So let's open Leviticus chapter 1, and I would like to set up my watch. Do you remember we have only 2 hours of message today? Yeah, I don't want to go longer than 2 hours. For those of you who are new, not be afraid. I'm joking here. So it will be only 30 minutes. Thank you so much. So, Parshat Vayikra, he called. Today's Torah portion speaks about different kinds of sacrifices and offerings. A burnt offering, a proclamation of one's complete dedication to the Lord, a peaceful sacrifice, an expression of gratitude to the Lord's salvation and His mercy to us, a sin offering, a declaration of one's regret for his mistake and his longing to regain intimacy with the Lord, a public sacrifice, an assertion of the unity of all members of the community, and a picture of the Jewish Messiah to come and the Jewish Messianic community. So today I have a couple questions, some very important questions for us. The first question, what should we bring when we approach the Lord? What should we bring? So let's start with Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, and we will look at our lives too. So it's the beginning of the book of Leviticus. Book of Leviticus about Mishkana. Huge part, big part of this book about Mishkana, Tabernacle of Moses, and about how to approach the Lord, what to do in the presence of the Lord in Mishkana, in Tabernacle. So, and this book starts with commandment from the Lord. Very simple, very straightforward, and very important. There is no questions here. This is commandment from the Lord. Now Adonai called to Moses and spoke to him out of the tent of meeting. So even this one verse, we can stop here and talk for hours about this. So tent of meeting, this is the special place where the Lord's presence is. He's there. He wants to meet with people of God. And he's saying to everyone who wants to meet with him, he's saying to them, very clear, speak of Bnei Israel to Bnei Israel and tell them, when anyone of you brings an offering to Adonai, you may present your offering of livestock from the herd or from the flock. Very simple. Do not come in the presence of the Lord empty-handed. Come with the offering. So, when Moses was leading the people, he knew what God desired of them. And he explained it all to them. It was obvious to the people of Israel at the time. Today we don't have Moses near at hand. He's not with us today. So it seems things are quite different today. Or are they? Can we still know today what the Lord desires for us? We have His word, and that is pretty clear to us. His Spirit can actually reside in us today. The Lord is with us. His presence is with us. And personally, I want to say from my side, from myself, I think I prefer the whispering of the Spirit in my ear, quiet voice of the Spirit, to the voice of Moses shouting instructions to the tribe. How about you? Part of you are quiet right now. Probably would like to hear the Moses crying and proclaiming. No, the presence of the Holy Spirit, it is so important for us today. He is so close to us. He writes His Torah in our hearts. We are living Torah because He is inside of us. The Holy Spirit is a living Torah. He is the living Torah. Next, we should consider the message Moses delivered from God. It seems that God expected people to approach Him with a sheep or a goat, an offering of livestock from the herd or from the flock. And it was clear for them. Bring offering to me. So what about today? How about our livestock? Did we need to offer the Lord a sheep today? So I have a question. Who offered the sheep today? Can I see your hand? Whew. I'm in Messianic congregation. Good. No one. Yeah. To online listeners, nobody raised their hands. So we are good. So what offering we need to bring today? If no sheep, if not goat, what do we need to bring today to the Lord? Or can we come empty-handed to Him? I know from the scriptures it was never okay to approach the throne of God empty-handed. It was never okay. In Hebrew, there is an important word, lekriv. It means to draw close to God, it come to Him in order to sacrifice to Him, in order to bring the sacrifice. The sacrifice you offer becomes the means by which you draw close to God. This was the only way to come to the Lord. And you know what? Today is the same. To live a life of sacrifice, it is to live in proximity to God. And I want to read Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Where to find this sacrifice? What can we bring to the Lord? Romans 12, 1. I urge you, therefore. So it is something important. Please pay attention. Take to your hearts. It is an important thing. Brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. But I want to take your attention here. Please be careful. Living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. It is not about burnt offering here. It is about living sacrifice. Life dedicated to the Lord, for Him, to Him, in His hands. It is very important. As a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Only holy things acceptable to God. Consecrated to Him, for Him. Dedicated to Him. And word holy, one of the meaning is to be separated for the special purpose to the Lord. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. So, when I hear the easy message, come to the Lord and everything will be fine. You will command to the Lord what He is supposed to do for you. I mean, everything is opposite here. He bought us by His blood, and we are His. And we are His sacrifice. We are live for Him. Amen. Now, is it true that God has a call for all of us? Yeah, He has a call for all of us. He assigned each of us our own gift, our own talent, our own task. We are so special in the eyes of the Lord. Each one of us, we have gifts to serve the Lord. For each of us, our primary call is to be a child of God. If you want to know the calling of God, the first call, to be a child. You are the child of God. Everything else, it's the next step. First of all, you are the child of God. Can you say with me, I'm a child of God. And only then your mother, grandmother, wife, husband, child, a student, anything else. The first calling, you are the child of God. Very special, very dear, beloved one. Purchased by the great price. And our most important task is to build the body of Messiah. We are the body of Messiah, and this is the first task from Him, to build His body, to build His community. Such a task requires our faithful support to the congregation we are in. There He has assigned us. It supposes that we will be burdened for the salvation of others. It's a very important part. And we'll try to lead them to a saving knowledge of the Messiah. This is our first task. To bring people to the kingdom of God from the kingdom of darkness. It is important. Obedience to such a task is a sacrifice we should feel honored to make, an offering we should delight in presenting to Yeshua as an offering. knowing how truly pleasing it is to the Lord to bring this offering to Him. So now let's go to the next question. How should we approach the Lord today? With what heart? So we are the living sacrifice. And now how can we come to Him? Let's open Exodus chapter 40, verse 33 and 35. I love this place of scriptures. It's one of my favorites here. Actually, all the scriptures favorite for me, but this one, very special. Exodus 40, 33, 35. This is from previous Torah chapter. So it is about Moses. He set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and the altar and set up the screen at the gate of the courtyard. So Moses finished the work. Important part. Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of Adonai filled the tabernacle. Moses was unable to enter into the tent of meeting because the cloud resided there, and the glory of Adonai filled the tabernacle. Cloud, presence, kavod of the Lord was there, His presence. So what can we learn from this verse? First, very simple but important lesson. Moses finished the work. It was the first part. And immediately the glory of the Lord descended into the tabernacle. First, Moses finished the work, and the second glory of the Lord came. I have a question for you. Could the order of those two things could be reversed? Maybe first glory of the Lord, and then I will finish my job. Not very likely. I don't think so. If Moses wanted to see the glory of the Lord, he had to finish the job. It was his task. When we have a task before us, how important it is for us to obediently complete all that we have promised the Lord. I don't want to ask you how many things you promised to the Lord. I know I promised so many things. And sometimes I need to revise my promises and think, Lord, please forgive me. I need to complete my task. It is important. And if you want to see the glory of the Lord in your life, better to say yes and to complete your job, your part. The human sinful nature is always opposed to the Spirit of the Lord, always. As sometimes happens when we begin the task for the Lord, some urgent things come up. Always something very important when you have tasks from the Lord. Important matters that we think we must deal with so we do not finish what we started or put it off for later. Yes, Lord, I will do, but tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is the biggest problem in our life sometimes. Our prayers, tomorrow. From Monday, I will start next Monday, Lord. Next Monday, for sure, I will do everything you tell me. So Monday comes, Lord, not really this Monday. Yeah, Monday, for sure. Did I tell Monday? But did I tell you what Monday I will start my work? Yeah. So probably it's a good thing to say, Lord, please remind me what I really want to do for you. Sometimes we promise not such a good stuff, you know. We need to be able to say, Lord, I'm sorry. It was not good from my side. But we need to complete our work with the Lord. I mean, amen. It's very important. Remember the parable of the four types of soil. I don't want to read it right now, but the only soil which produced fruit 100-fold, 60 and 30 was the last one. It was a good soil. It was a hard work and faithfulness until the end, which produced fruit. Moses, in obedience, finished what he had begun, finished the assigned task, and only then cloud of the Lord came upon Mishkan. The Lord completed his part. Would it be easy to just say and the glory of the Lord will come? I mean, it would be easy. But in the scriptures, we see the sacrifice before the glory comes in many, many places of scripture. It looks like we have returned to the same lesson, a lesson in obedience. So simple, this lesson, but so important. Obedience to the Lord. Let's say together, obedience. Obedience is a sacrifice we should feel honored to make. There is nothing more important in our lives than our obedience to the Lord. And now we see the result. What follows our obedience? God's favor, His blessing on our work, His glory descending to infuse that assignment we have just completed. It was in the life of Moses. So the second lesson from Exodus chapter 40, I would like to read again, verse 34 and verse 35. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of Adonai filled the tabernacle. Can you imagine this picture right now? So they built Mishkan, they completed tabernacle. And they brought sacrifices to the Lord with worship, with cheerfulness, with all their hearts. And now glory of the Lord descended upon Mishkan. Everything was immersed in the presence of the Lord. It was such a picture, such a powerful presence of the Lord in that place. Verse 35, Moses was unable to enter into the tent of meeting. Why? What was the reason? Because the cloud resided there. Cloud of the Lord, glory of the Lord was there. I had experience in my life when the Lord was close to me, and I know how to be in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes it's fearful. Sometimes it's pleasant. Sometimes it's scary. He's the Lord. He's the boss. He's the head. He's everything. This is quite amazing. Why? Because Moses, you remember, had talked face to face with God on many occasions. He had an experience to be in the presence of the Lord previously. Moses stood on the mountain in the presence of the Lord when the Lord walked close to him. He saw the glory of the Lord. He was in the cloud for 80 days. You remember, first 40 days when he received the tablets, stones, and the second time because of sins of his people. He went again into the glory of the Lord. So he had a previous experience, and he was able to stand in the glory of the Lord. But this time, the glory of Adonai filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to even enter the tent. He was able to stand on the mountain, and here he is not able even to enter the tent. Wow, what a picture here. What a picture here. How much greater must have been the glory of Adonai in the tabernacle than anything Moses had experienced before? The Lord came such a powerful way into the tabernacle that even Moses, with all his experience, he wasn't able to even walk in, not even stand there. Why was so? Do you remember prophecies about the future tabernacle of God with man? The tabernacle of the new covenant that God was to make with man. And I believe it was a prophetic picture to Moses and to people of Israel about coming of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, in Jerusalem. The Lord showed the picture. How powerful will it be, the presence of the Lord with human being? Remember its fulfillment on the day of Shavuot when the Spirit of God descended on the Messianic community and tongues of fire rested upon the heads of the people. And when we read it, it is easy to read. It is simple to read. But can you imagine being there, anointing from the Lord, power from the Lord? The earth was shaken because of the Lord came in Jerusalem. Can you imagine that what glory they experienced on that day and what glory we still live in today? I want to just stop here for a second. We live in glorious times today. The Holy Spirit on the earth, He is here with us. And you know the promise, very simple promise, but I'm always remember this promise. It always helped me to go through anything in my life. Where two or three of you together in my name, I hear you, yes, yes. I will be with you. Okay, some people read this like fairy tale. Good fairy tale. I will be with you. But think about this. If you believe in the scriptures, if you trust the Lord, He promised to you, if two of you or three of you will be together in my name, I will be with you. Yeshua is here. So this is why we need to have expectation when we come to the service, or when we meet together, or when we pray, or when we go online to participate in the service. We need to come with expectation. Because if no expectation, no answer. No expectation, nothing happens. You come dry and you live dry. But when you expect from the Lord to move in your life, this is when miracle happens. This is when widow, she touched Yeshua and she was healed immediately because she had expectation. Let us expect from the Lord. Let us expect from the Lord. So, Holy Spirit came in the Mishkan. It was a prophetic picture about coming of the Holy Spirit on Shavuot time. One of them. It's a very important part. I believe, it's my thought, I think so, Moses would be happy to leave today to switch with you and experience the presence of the Holy Spirit as we are able to do. Many prophets would like to be here today. They would like to leave today to see the glory of the Lord, to see the Holy Spirit, to see Yeshua who is coming for us. It is beautiful. Sometimes we see the picture, you know, when some artists do the picture. The prophets, they were like artists. They were able to paint the picture. And it was only a picture. But how better is to come to that place and to see with your own eyes. Today is the same. And the second, why the Lord came, the second thought, as we have already discussed, Adonai responds to a sacrifice. Remember the account of Elijah when he built an altar and he brought the sacrifice. And the fire of the Lord came upon that altar. And fire ate the water and the stones and everything. The glory of the Lord came upon the altar. But altar was built by Elijah. It's very important to remember. Very important to remember. The very simple lesson for it. So now we are reading about the building of the tabernacle when many people made great sacrifice and they were happy sacrifices made freely and with all their hearts. How that must have pleased the Lord. And He responded to those sacrifices coming down in power in His presence. How I have always love to read about those times when God appears to man, times when His glory is unusually strong. I love to read these places. It is very important to my heart. We all love supernatural experiences. I love when the Lord is near to me. And we need to experience them in our lives. Nothing can lift us so much as a fresh touch from the Lord. I don't know. In my life, it works. It is so. When I'm dry, I need His touch. I need His presence. I badly need His presence. Our Lord operates in two dimensions, the natural and the supernatural, because He is the Lord of all. And today, I want to reveal one of the keys from the supernatural part. Very simple key. It is in the Exodus chapter 40. I want to emphasize that only two verses of Scripture were required to describe the coming of the glory of the Lord upon the tabernacle. Two verses. and 6 chapters about building of Mishkan. 2 verses, result, and 6 chapters, they brought the sacrifice. They put their offer. They put themselves into the altar of the Lord. They built the presence of the Lord, and he came there. It's very important. To prepare for the coming of the glory of the Lord, that requires a tremendous amount of preparation. It's very important to remember. When the Lord first gave the Torah to his people, he warned them not to even approach Mount Sinai, so they would not die in the presence of God. Do you remember that place of scripture? Do not even come closer to this mountain. So how much preparation, how much effort was needed by the people to prepare a dwelling place for the Lord where he might rest among them without causing their deaths by his presence? First, it was necessary to make all the details of the tabernacle, then arrange it correctly, consecrate it, offer sacrifices, and only then did the glory of the Lord descend. I want to just mention a couple things. How important it is to us to develop our prayer life. Do you think it's an important thing? I think it's very important. If we wanted to know the presence of the Lord, our prayer life, it is so important. How important is to know the scriptures? What do you think? I think it's an important part. To know the Lord, to know how he's moving, to understand his voice, we need to know this. God commanded them to build that tabernacle, not because he needed it. It was not for the Lord. He is the Lord of everything. He is the Lord of everything. He don't need the house to live in. Not because he needed it, but because they needed a place of worship and the place of God's presence. They built a place for the Lord. In reality, they built it for themselves to be there and to fellowship with the Lord. It's very important. Today is the same. When we serve to the Lord and build his congregation, his community, it is us, most of all, who need it. We need this congregation. We need this community. When we serve to the Lord, we need to understand we build a place of worship to be there, to be part of this place, to enjoy the Lord. I don't know how about you, but I enjoyed worship today. Yeah, maybe because I was there. And this may be a special place to enjoy the Lord. But I always enjoy the worship of the Lord. But you know how much time it takes to prepare everything. For example, we all enjoy our Shabbat services. God's presence is here, and it is so wonderful to join together in worship and studying, together here or online, but together. But what was required to make that possible? Much work has gone into preparation by the music team, the team who produces online live from home and live from the sanctuary. So thank you, guys. You are there. And it's, you know, it's really relieving. If some problems there, it's your guilt, not ours. Thank you for doing that. I mean, not problems, but life. It's so good. Thank you for sound. Thank you for video. Thank you for host team who is out there. Thank you for everything, everyone who is ministering and doing your part. Thank you for coming. You're so important to the Lord. The Torah readers, the cantor, the speaker. I want to thank Claude Painter, who really helps me to improve my English. So if you hear any problems, it is his fault, not mine. On Shabbat, when we have live from sanctuary, people must arrive early to open the doors, to practice the music, arrange the sound system, host in the lobby, and all should be done with a cheerful spirit and with excellence, because it is for the Lord. So thank you for doing that. It's important. So it is for us, you see, as it was for Moses, not the sharp mind and the beautiful words of the leaders, but their commitment and their hard work and obedience to the Lord. That is the sacrifice that is pleasing to Him. Amen. Yeah, I have for a couple more hours here, but I would like to stop with reading of a couple very important places of Scripture. And just want to keep your attention here for a couple more minutes. Exodus chapter 36, let us open together. It's the beginning of the building of Mishkana. We read at the end, chapter 40, and now let's read a little bit from the beginning of the building. Exodus 36, verse 1 and 2. So Bezalel and Aholiab are to work, along with every wise-hearted man. Let's say together, wise-hearted man. Thank you for thinking about this idea. In whom Adonai has placed insight and understanding to know how to perform all the labor for the service of the sanctuary. According to everything Adonai has commanded. Then Moses called Bezalel, Aholiab, and all the wise-hearted men in those minds, in whose minds Adonai had set wisdom, along with everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the work. So, what I want to take from this place, the scripture, the Bible, calls everyone who worked on the building of the tabernacle, the scripture calls them wise-hearted people. It was wise to build the tabernacle at that time. It was wise. They were wise-hearted people. Today is the same. A wise person is not one who shines with knowledge and a sharp mind, but one who serves his God with patience, who faithfully does all that the Lord commands. And I promise you the last place of Scripture for today, 2 Peter chapter 2, 9. And please receive it as a blessing for you, as encouragement. Receive this place as a blessing into your lives. It is so important to remember. 1 Peter 2, 9. It is about you, a child of God, a son, a daughter of God, and important in the kingdom of God. You are so precious. You are so important. The Lord so much loves you. It is easy to believe when you want to come to the Lord that the Lord loves you. But please keep this faith that the Lord is for you. Never forget about it. 1 Peter 2:9. This is who you are. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Who am I? Yes, in the eyes of the Lord. A people of God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Receive it. Accept it. It is a blessing for you. It's a blessing for me today. Yeah, we were able to fit in 1 hour. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So let us stand together and let us close our service with Aaronic benediction. Let us give glory to the Lord and really be in His presence. And also, please, when you will leave this place, stay in presence of the Lord. Walk today in His presence. Be grateful to Him for everything. Let's pray. Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavalecha vichunecha Issa Adonai panavalecha veyasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, and please do not forget to pray for Rabbi David for his surgery. Thank you so much. Shabbat Shalom.